Back to Huskies Drive Time. It is 15 and a half minutes before the top of the hour. Women's tennis is where we move now, and West Fromm has a special guest in our studio today. First time ever. Wes, tell us who it is.
We have a freshman for the women's tennis team and one of the doubles champions, along with Kwang Suthajinduang. We have Sandra Svetanovic.
Hello.
Did I do it right?
Oh, yeah, about right, yeah.
About right. Oh. Yeah, I don't know if my accent is good enough, but Sandra, tell us where you're from.
I'm from South Africa.
You're from South Africa, mm-hmm. And family origins in Croatia.
No, Serbia.
Serbia,
but,
right.
Yeah, Serbia.
Yeah, sorry.
No,
that's a big mistake.
No, it's fine. Don't worry.
How did you end up at Michigan Tech?
I actually don't know. Well, we were looking at the internet for, like, small-ish colleges for engineering that had, like, athletics. So, I don't know, that's how we came across Michigan Tech, I think.
And so you came across Michigan Tech. Yeah. Did you ever visit or anything like that? Or you just showed up the first day when you came for school was the first day you were ever in Houghton?
Oh, yeah. That was we just showed up randomly, and we hadn't visited before. So it was interesting. But, I mean, it's nice. We did our research.
Talk about your tennis background. When did you start playing tennis?
When I was 8. Like, my dad and I used to just knock on the court.
Okay. And tell me what tennis is like in South Africa. I'm assuming there's no high school programs like there are in the United States, or are there?
Oh, there are. Like, my high school didn't have, because my high school was small, but most high schools do have, like,
okay.
A tennis program. And the tennis is, like, the competitive tennis is very much like it is here. I mean, here they have USTA,
mm-hmm.
And in South Africa they have SATA, S-A-T-A.
Okay.
So it's very similar.
All right. And so you started playing tennis just for fun with your dad. When did you get serious about it and realize that maybe this is something you wanted to do and perhaps go after a college scholarship with it?
Probably when I was around 10 years old, I think. That's when I started playing tournaments. So.
All right. So you play some tournaments. When did you realize that you were getting pretty good?
Oh, well.
Very early on, Wes. Very early on. I was about 8.
All right.
I don't know when I started winning, I guess. So I was mainly a doubles player, more than a singles player, I guess.
So you end up at Michigan Tech and you start playing. What was the experience like stepping on the court with the Michigan Tech team for the first time? Were you nervous about how you would fit in and all those type of things?
No, not really. I was just really happy to be on court again, and it felt good to train with, like, people who are, like, around my age and mm-hmm. better than me, because in South Africa, where I lived, in Joburg, there was the people I practiced with were all younger than me, and they were like little kids sometimes. So, I mean, it was a nice, like, transition. The levels was higher here. That was nice.
So you said you wanted to come to school for engineering. What are you studying?
Electrical engineering.
Okay. Is that something you've always had an interest in? Your parents into that, or just kind of something that you kind of gravitated towards?
I gravitated towards it because my grandpa's an electrical engineer.
There you go.
But I think I'll also do, like, a minor or something in astrophysics, because I think that's what I really like as well. I love physics.
That sounds so cool. Astrophysics.
It does sound cool.
I was a communications major.
Yes.
No, that's good too.
Yeah.
Very good.
Tell me about your family.
Yeah, she pats you on the head.
Yeah. That's very nice.
My family, they're all from Serbia, okay, first of all. And, my mom, dad, and my granny and grandpa, my mom's side, they live in South Africa with me. Well, they live in South Africa now.
Sure.
And I don't know what else to say.
What else to say? Maybe say their names. You can give them a shout. You're on the radio. You can
you can
say their names and give them some fame here.
Okay, yeah, that would put it. Yeah. Okay. My mom is Violeta. My dad is Miroslav, and my granny and grandpa Dragiša and Liljana. And I don't know. My mom's scary, and my dad's scary, and my granny and grandpa also really scary. So I think that's good.
What do you mean they're scary?
Oh no, they're scary. I mean, because, you know, they get angry easily.
Oh, okay.
They're very tough on you.
Yes.
All right.
So it's a very disciplined family.
Yeah, like, especially when my mom is concerned.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How about, are you, I'm assuming your parents are bilingual.
Mm-hmm.
Are you?
Yes.
So you grew up, did you speak English primarily at home or something else?
Oh, no, like we speak Serbian at home, but I started off like speaking Serbian and my English was like zero. Then I went to an English school and like everyone in South Africa speaks English, so now I speak English a lot better than I speak Serbian. But I mean, it's okay. But yeah.
That's cool. Have you had a chance to go back to Serbia and visit?
Yeah, but I was really young. I was 4. We haven't been since. I mean, we haven't had the time, really, but we will go again.
You sound like just such a happy, upbeat person. Was that how you describe yourself?
No.
Positive person? No?
No.
No?
Well, I try to be positive, but I'm not happy or upbeat, I don't think. Well,
what do you want to do once you graduate? Where do you want to stay in the States, or do you want to go back home? Or is that still up in the air?
She's a freshman.
I know, but
it's still
if she's over
air.
Here, she's got ideas already.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's still up in the air. I think maybe I'll stay in the States. Like, I really want to go to South America. And I'd like to go to Germany and London. No, not London, sorry, the UK or Scotland. I mean, there's many places. Yeah, I can't decide at the moment.
So talk about the tournament. You guys, you win 4 matches in the doubles tournament to win the championship.
Mm-hmm.
You have any idea, you know, how to put that into context in terms of, you know, nobody at this school has ever done that since 1998, we figure.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a pretty big deal. You know, how do you feel about the whole thing?
Oh, it was, like, unexpected, but it was nice to win. Like, it felt so good. So, yeah, I'm happy that we won the ITAs. But, like, I think Kwong and I are a pretty strong doubles team, so...
Well, I would think so. Yeah, yeah. You guys just won the region. Yeah, you're pretty strong. Yeah.
Thank you. But, yeah, it's fun, because doubles is fun. I mean, all the matches were really fun, and, like, the last match was really scary, because, like, one of our opponents had, like... a really, 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 really strong forehand. So, yeah, but I mean, it was great, yeah.
What's the strongest part of your game?
My game? I guess my volleys. Definitely not my ground strokes. But yeah, my volleys. And
so that makes you a natural doubles player?
I guess so, yeah. I think also because I don't like running around too much. And like in doubles, like it's not as much running as in singles. But yeah, so I'm a natural doubles player, I guess.
Very cool. What do you like to do outside of tennis?
Oh, I like to read a lot and watch movies. Oh my goodness, yeah.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
Oh, The Lord of the Rings.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. Oh my goodness. Sorry.
That didn't take you long to come up with that.
No. Yeah, she was right on that one. How about your favorite book?
Well, it's either Lord of the Rings or the entire Harry Potter series. So, yeah.
Perfect. Well, thanks for taking time to come on with us this morning. You're I think, going on to Nationals here in a couple weeks and had an opportunity to do that. We wish you all the best there, and congrats on winning the regional.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sandra. Great job. Congratulations to her and to Coach Kalanick, too, on what these young ladies have done for Michigan Tech tennis. All right, take a quick timeout. We'll be back with more here on Mix 93 WKMJ.